Welcome back to In Depth for another interview, and let's get Shakespearean. I mean, I got Ray Matthews in the studio talking about the Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So what can we expect this season around? So the show's already kicked off. It's going until when?
So the show opened on July 5th,
okay,
and we run until August 25th.
Okay, so got plenty of time to check it out. What can we expect this time around?
So we've got two shows, our Shakespearean and our non-Shakespearean. Mm-hmm. Our Shakespearean show this year is The Taming of the Shrew, which is a classic, hilarious comedy, and it's been redone in some fun new ways that I think people will really like and appreciate.
Very cool.
And also Million Dollar Quartet is our non-Shakespeare, and this is a Tony Award-winning musical about a fateful day that actually happened, in which Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins were all in the same recording studio.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, and magic happened, I
yes.
assume. Yeah, that's really, really cool. So how are these shows kind of chosen?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. We have sister companies, the Idaho Shakespeare Festival and Great Lakes Theater. And we partner with these two other companies to take the shows and move them from location to location.
Right.
And so that actually helps us save a great deal in cost. So the decisions tend to be made quite a ways out because the shows usually originate in Cleveland or Boise and then come to us.
Mm-hmm. And that is a process for sure.
It is.
So how far in advance usually?
Usually pretty far. We don't announce until November because there's a lot of details that have to be firmed up.
Right.
Until we can actually know for certain. But we have a sense based on what's already going up in other locations.
Okay, very cool. So as far as details go, we're talking about maybe like casting and stuff like that.
Right. So that usually happens around January.
Okay.
So that they can get the show up in the spring at Cleveland and then move it around.
Okay, very cool. So it's almost like a residency sort of deal?
Kind of. It's actually a really great deal for our artists and our production crew because it allows them to have the potential for work almost year-round with the same show, because the show will tour for quite a while.
All right.
And when you're an actor, that's a good thing.
Yeah, some job security is always a good thing when it comes to acting,
mm-hmm.
for sure. So so it's kind of a, I don't want you to give away spoilers necessarily, but there's a little fun twist with Taming of the Shrew this time around.
There's a little bit of a fun twist. So we have a female director who's from the Ashland Shakespeare Festival, which most people are familiar with, and she's fantastic. And so she has taken a very fun interpretation of it. It's very zany. It's very goofy.
Good.
And our leads are very strong, and they play off each other very, very well.
Oh, that's what I love. Is anytime you can see the chemistry on stage, that's
absolutely.
You know, you're in good hands.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as when you can see these shows, I don't know if you know this scheduling off the top of your head, but.
So Taming of the Shrew actually begins Friday.
Friday, okay.
Mm-hmm. We opened Million Dollar Quartet on the 5th, and it ran that weekend. And then we actually go dark for a few days while we tech Taming of the Shrew, which will open this Friday and run Saturday, Sunday. And then after that, they start to rotate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So actually, when this airs, which is going to be, this is a Sunday morning when this airs.
Okay.
So I guess it will have started this past Friday?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So people can kind of pick and choose, and they can see both, right? Isn't there like some sort of ticket deal to see both shows?
Yeah, there is. You can definitely save if you get our two-show package subscription, and you can do that online. So if you buy tickets to both shows, you will save.
That's fantastic. Well, people should take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
And then what, I mean, anytime I've been up there to see shows, the food and drink options are crazy. Crazy good.
They are, yes. Yeah. Our restaurant on site is Shakespeare's Kitchen, and it's run by our caterer, which is Brim's Catering Company.
Okay.
And they do a great job. There's all kinds of great alfresco dining to be had, mm-hmm. including salad, sandwiches, tacos, really good desserts, and there's a full bar.
Full bar, my friends. Don't get too crazy. We don't want people yelling at the stage.
We do appreciate, patron behavior.
Some moderation.
Well-behaved patrons, yes.
Exactly so.
But you can also bring in your food and drink as well. That's fine still.
That was going to be my next point, is people, mm-hmm. If you want to do your own little picnic and bring stuff from home, that's totally cool.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
And you used to be, I think like way back when this started, there wasn't like a set seating, wasn't there?
Not when we started.
You just brought your own blanket and lawn
chairs
or everyone something.
Everyone loves to regale us with memories of when they would bring their lawn chair and their blankets.
Back in my day.
Oh, yeah. Every day. But not anymore. We've grown up quite a bit. There is a very comfortable chair dug into the sand for every single ticket that we sell.
Oh, very cool.
So no need to lug anything in.
Yeah. And there's different kinds of seating, too. You can
there
get
is.
Like some table seating a little closer to the stage and stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes. We have three tiers of seating, premium, lower gallery, and general admission. And the premium seating that you're talking about has a couple types of seating situations. There's our very comfortable Adirondack chairs that you can kind of lounge in and enjoy. And then there's also cafe table seating where you can sit at a table. And both of those, the Adirondack chairs and the cafe tables in the premium section, have wait service. So the servers will come to you.
Oh, well, that's always lovely. So
it
maybe
is.
Shell out a little extra cash and make it a full experience.
I recommend it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what does the money actually go toward?
Everything just goes to the Shakespeare Festival.
Okay.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit, so everything just goes right back into us putting up more shows next year.
Well, what a concept.
Mm,
get your tickets this year and take care of the next year's programming.
Exactly.
Cool. And in case people don't know, where is it located? Where does it take place?
So the Shakespeare Festival is at Sand Harbor.
Right.
And we've been there since the mid-70s. And it's right on the beach. It's one of the most beautiful venues in the world.
It really is.
Sit and you watch the show, and right behind it, the backdrop is the sunset and the lake and the mountains. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And it doesn't take long to get there either from Reno.
No, it's
not at all.
I don't know, 40, 45-minute drive, depending on where you're starting from.
All right, exactly. So how can people secure their tickets?
The website's the best place, LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. You are also welcome to give us a call, and I do recommend calling us if you have groups over 10 or if you have any ADA requests. Do give us a call, and that is 1-800-74-SHOWS, S-H-O-W-S.
Okay, 1-800-74-SHOWS.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Anything else you want to get out there about Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival for the summer?
We're just super excited about these performances. They're fantastic. I highly recommend seeing both of them this year. It's a really great show. We do also have a kids program.
Oh.
Our Young Shakespeare program is a one-hour adaptation of our main stage program, which will be The Taming of the Shrew, that is shortened and made interactive to be fun for a younger audience.
Okay, cool.
And so that... That performs the last week of July and the first week of August, and it actually does travel. It's mostly at Sand Harbor, but there's a couple shows down here in Reno.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Best
well,
place
fantastic.
To see the schedule for that is on our website on the Education tab.
Okay, fantastic. Well, mm-hmm. Ray Matthews, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.